This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 21st of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, the weather across Israel is warm and sunny, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa also enjoys pleasant conditions, perfect for outdoor activities. Down south in Eilut, it's hotter, so stay hydrated if you're out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, earlier this hour, rioters set heavy equipment on fire in Judea and Samaria. Settlers attack Palestinians in the Wadi Rahim area, arriving from the Susya outposts in the dead of night. Also, I-24 News reported 3 hours ago, a knife-wielding terrorist attempted to stab an IDF soldier near Jenin. The assailant was killed in the incident. Also this hour, Ynet reveals Egypt told the U.S. that Hamas disarmament will only be possible under Israel's next government. Officials expressed concerns over the current administration's ability to progress. Separately, JTA reports from earlier today. The remains of Yehuda Katz, the last Israeli soldier missing from the Sultan Yaqub battle during the First Lebanon War, have been found. Katz was a tank gunner and yeshiva student. And finally, an ongoing situation in the West Bank. Tensions remain high following recent clashes. Here's what people are saying online. Ihab Hassan reported an hour ago, after the fire at the quarry, settlers spray-painted hateful graffiti on its walls. Ynet Global posted just minutes ago. They argue that despite diplomatic efforts, Hamas is merely biding its time before the next conflict. In a post from earlier, I-24 News English shared insights from Yaakov Lapin. He emphasized the need for the IDF to manage risks associated with Chinese drones, rather than banning them. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the unrest in Judea and Samaria. According to Israel Hayom, settlers arrived from the Susya outposts, targeting Palestinian-owned equipment. The attack took place under the cover of darkness, causing significant destruction. This incident underscores ongoing tensions in the region and challenges in maintaining peace. Turning to the Jenin stabbing attempt, I-24 News detailed that the attacker approached an IDF soldier with a knife. The soldier acted swiftly, neutralizing the threat. This highlights the persistent security challenges faced by forces in the area. Meanwhile, Egypt's diplomatic stance, reported by Ynet, reflects regional apprehensions. Egyptian officials told Jared Kushner that progress on Hamas disarmament seems unlikely with Israel's current government. This insight suggests potential shifts in regional alliances and strategies. Separately, JTA's report on Yehuda Katz brings closure to a decades-long search. Katz went missing during the Sultan Yaqub battle, a significant event in the First Lebanon War. This discovery may provide solace to his family and comrades. Finally, the ongoing tensions in the West Bank continue to impact daily life for residents. The region remains on edge, reflecting broader security and political challenges. Turning to business and markets. First, Mardiv Business reports in earlier coverage, the U.S. debt is expected to surpass $40 trillion despite previous promises to reduce it. This growing debt could have global economic implications. Separately, Walla Business highlighted comments from Netflix founder Reed Hastings. He predicts AI advancements will dramatically change workforce dynamics, potentially leading to significant layoffs. And finally, KeyTech has insights on Israel's labor market. The ongoing conflict has created a labor shortage, with many careers delayed. Extended reserve duty and job vacancies are key challenges for the economy. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.